About 3,000 pounds of rare mahogany recently made its way from Madison's Forest Products Laboratory to the U.S. Capitol building. After the January 6th insurrection at the Capitol, the group that maintains the building and grounds found damage to some of the doors and woodwork. In need of the right material for the repairs, they ended up getting in touch with our next guest. Robert Ross is acting assistant director at the USDA Forest Products Lab in Madison. He's a research professor at Michigan Tech University and the author of hundreds of articles on wood evaluation. Bob, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Hey, Rob. Thanks for having me. It's a real pleasure to be on.
Can you tell us the origin story, how these mahogany boards came to be stored at the lab for quite a long time?
Yeah, these boards were part of a study, from what we can tell, that dates to about 1918 that the Forest Products Lab did in conjunction with the War Department in support of the development of propellers for wooden aircraft used over in France.
And now, this is something they could work with then. Now it's virtually impossible to get this kind of wood, right?
Yeah, it really is. The sizes, just to give you an idea, we had about 80 boards that we shipped. Some of them were all full 2 foot wide, 16 foot long, inch thick, with not a defect in them. Just beautiful wood.
How did the connection with the U.S. Capitol come about?
Well, we've been doing some work with the Defense Department on some other projects, and one of my colleagues saw the insurrection, as I did, and a bunch of us did, and knew of what we had at our laboratory. He'd been to visit us several times, and he just called me up, and he said, Bob, you think you can help out with the restoration work that's probably going to be going on at the Capitol and provide some technical expertise as well as any materials you might have? And I said, you bet, absolutely. So it started from that phone call. He put us in contact with the folks at U.S. Capitol, the organization that has responsibility for that's called the Architect of the Capitol. And we just started working via the phone and internet and eventually transferred the material.
How does one transfer hundreds of pounds of mahogany wood, given that you don't want to scuff it at all, I imagine, on the way?
Well, we took out every piece and we weighed it, got all the dimensions. It had been in our storage sheds down in our basement of our laboratory for you know, many, many decades. And we double wrapped it, triple wrapped it, and then put it on a flatbed. And, then it was tarped when it was on the flatbed, and then we shipped it directly to the Capitol.
I understand this is not the first historic monument, in this case the Capitol, that you have worked on or consulted on, including a Civil War battleship? Can you tell us about that?
Yeah. As a national lab, we get pulled into a lot of these issues when they come up, and they call us because we're the National Wood Utilization Laboratory. And so, yeah, one that I was involved with back in the 1990s. Yeah, it's a little early.
Not quite that old,
Not quite, no. But was Old Ironsides, USS Constitution. A little history on that. It's the oldest commissioned ship in the U.S. Navy. It's entirely made of wood. The hull is made of a species of wood that grows in the southeastern part of the United States called live oak. And the reason it's named Old Ironside is when they shot cannonballs at them, it bounced right off. That species of wood is very, very strong, very tough, very resilient. And ironically, that ship, all that material in the hull is still original material. So that ship was about 200 years old in the 1990s. What we got called in to do was help when they were preparing it for the anniversary, the 200th anniversary of its launch. And so we used some of our ultrasound scanning techniques and went through the ship and looked for areas in need of repair or replacement. We could isolate those, repair them, and be ready to go.
And what's it like for you to see your work ending up on a historical artifact or monument, whether that's a battleship or a U.S. Capitol, knowing you've done something that's going to affect these things in the long haul?
It's an incredible feeling, Rob. It really is. It's so humbling to even be asked. And then to look at them and see what you did, and you think, man, I'm just a working class kid from Michigan, you know, who's just got a great opportunity to work in an incredible place. But it's just very humbling. It's just humbling. I don't know what else to say. Now, the capital is really important to me because, you know, that there's a reason why it's called the capital. That's the center of our democracy. You know, that's the people's house. So to be able to work on that is just an incredible feeling. It really is.
And I hope you could paint a picture for us, because I'm picturing, oh, we had this mahogany sitting around, and I'm picturing, you know, my basement pre-cleaning. Do you just have this, like, huge warehouse full of woods? How does one archive this kind of collection?
Well,
what does it look like?
Well, I'll tell you what. Down in our carpenter shop in part of our facility, which is a big – the Forest Products Lab is not your standard little old one-room laboratory. It's a big complex, and we do have – storage areas that we keep our extra raw material. Say a study gets completed and we haven't used all the specimens, and we'll store it in there and reuse it. This particular case, it was labeled, and so we knew it. To verify it, I went to our library, which is the biggest wood library in the world, and I talked to our librarian, and I said, hey, do you have the original reports on these studies? Sure enough, I've got reports that date back to 1918 up through about 1920 on the studies that were designed to look at using mahogany, laminated mahogany, and wooden propellers for the War Department. They're all there. Scientifically, they're just solid as can be. And all the data's there in those beautiful reports. Now, give you a little historic perspective. They're typed on onion skin paper. A little bit brittle, so I got to be a little careful when I'm thumbing through them, but just an incredible series of reports, an incredible amount of science that was done, and it's all available. It was right there.
Just before we wrap up, Bob, I'm learning a lot here, and I just learned, if I heard you right, Wisconsin is the largest wood library in the world?
It has the largest physical library as far as information on wood, so old reports, documentation. That's the best library in the wood related to in the world related to wood.
Cool. Well, Bob, thanks a lot for sharing this with us today. I appreciate it.
Hey, thank you guys. Thanks for your time. I can't tell you how many times I've listened to your show, and I always enjoy it. So thank you so much.
Fantastic. Let's see if I can get a tour of that lab sometime. Bob Ross is the Acting Assistant Director at the USDA Forest Products Laboratory in Madison. Talked with us about how rare mahogany boards from the lab are being used to repair damage from the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol building.